Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I know today if you'll stay tuned to the broadcast that God will bless you and give you a word of encouragement through His Holy Word. But first, I want to pray with you. I want to pray over your needs, and I want to pray that God will bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my listeners today. Lord, first of all, those that do not know you as Lord and Savior, give them revelation knowledge today, knowing that they must be born again. They must receive you as Lord and Savior. And let them know, Jesus, the only way into God the Father is through you. There is no other way except through the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those today that are sick, those today that are in financial need, those today that have wayward children and grandchildren. I pray for their strength. I pray for their encouragement. I pray for their help. I pray that you send them help, for you said in your word, Lord, that you would supply all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Some today need healing, need deliverance, need joy, whatever the need is, send it, Father, I pray. And we give you all the honor and glory and praise. And Lord, now we pray for our great nation. We ask, God, that you bring revival in America before it's too late. God, touch our leaders of our country. Give them wisdom and knowledge which to guide our country and protect America. Protect us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, before I read my scriptures, I want to talk to you a little bit before I start. I want to tell you a few little things about me. I've been preaching now for 50 years. This is my 50th year of ministry. And 40 of those 50 years have been spent in the Trucking for Jesus ministry. And before the passing of my husband in 2011, my husband and I spent 36 of those 40 years in truck stops all across the United States with our mobile chapel. We would travel from truck stop, preaching to truck drivers and anybody else that came through our door. Our chapel was open 24 hours a day. People could come all hours, day and night, even if we were asleep. They knew to knock on our door, and we'd get up and answer them. And I tell you, 36 years in truck stops, this old gal has seen some things and heard some things. We have preached to drug addicts, prostitutes, you name it, have come through our doors. Everything from senators to doctors, foreigners, whoever. Many, many people have come into our mobile chapel. And God has blessed me to be able to keep on in the ministry. And I was married to the same man for 46 years till death do us part, till God took him home. And he died in a truck stop in Arizona, Elor, Arizona. And he died preaching the word of God like he prayed that he would, that he could preach to the day he died. But let me tell you something. Over the years that I've learned, you learn from experience. You can learn from what they call the school of hard knocks. You just get out there, and a lot of things you have to learn on your own. But then there's a lot of things that if you would sit down and listen to other people that's already been down that road, you could learn from them. But, you know, sometimes we think we just know more than what other people have experienced and lived. We know more than them. Like kids today, at my age, I have never heard a teenager say, "I wish if I knew then what I know now." I've never heard a teenager say that, but a lot of us older folks have sure said that. If I knew then what I know now, my life would be different. Sometimes if you'll just sit down and get in God's Word can teach you and direct you and order you and lead you, because the Bible says the footsteps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and what's good is when we get in God's Word. A teenager told his daddy one time, he said, "I'm leaving home. I'm going where nobody will tell me what to do." And his daddy got his coat and hat and said, "Well, I'm going with you because I've never been to a place where somebody didn't tell you what to do." But you know, a lot of times we blame what has happened in our life on other people when you chose it yourself. Evangelist, he went in one night after a tent revival meeting. His name was Evangelist Coe. He preached for many years across the country. And one night after a tent revival meeting, he didn't think very successful and not many people attended, and he was very disheartened after the meeting. And after that, he went into a restaurant and he sat down and he ordered a hamburger and french fries, and he was eating his dinner there, and he happened to look over to the table over from him, and he saw this drunk man sitting there, and he had this big steak and all the trimmings, and this man was so intoxicated he could hardly sit in his seat, and Brother Coe said he prayed, and he said, "Lord, I'm your child, and I'm eating this hamburger and french fries, and look over there, that drunk man, he's eating a big old steak and all the trimmings," and he said, "I'm your child, and this is what I'm eating." And he said God spoke to him immediately. He said, "Well, son, you ordered, I didn't." See, a lot of things you order up yourself, and then you try to blame it on God when the order comes out. And that's the way we get our lives in a lot of trouble. And a lot of people, when they go to get married, they don't go by God's word when picking out a mate. They go by what they think is right and by the eyesight and the sensual part, and they don't look. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, "He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing." Listen, just because that gal can put on a white dress and eat cake is not going to make her a wife. Some people just bring home a woman. You want a wife. You got to know the difference. And listen, women, just because he's got a ripple six-pack and he's driving that fancy car, that's not going to make him a good husband and a good daddy. You got to know what God's word says. A friend of mine told me, said, "Blimey, I married Mr. Wright, but I didn't know his first name was Always." Sometimes, you know, we go and we think we know what's right and we choose what's right. And then when it comes our way, we find out we wish we'd have listened to mama, or we wish we'd have listened to somebody else who knew what they were. As you look back at what your mama and your daddy told you, you wish you had listened. I've always said that during a wedding, I think behind the groom should be standing his whole family, and behind the bride should be standing her whole family, so you can see when you say "I do" what all you gonna get. Because let me tell you, when you marry that girl, you just don't get her, you get her whole family. When you marry that boy, you're not just getting him, you're getting his whole family. And if you can't deal with that, you better sit down and rethink the matter. Can anybody out there say amen to what I'm saying? I know some of you are shouting up and down, "Yes, preach it, sister, preach it," because you know what I'm telling you is right. A lot of people don't realize it, but there is a theme song played in hell, and that theme song of hell is "I Did It My Way." And a lot of times we taste in a little bit of that here on earth because we do things our way and not God's way, and we won't listen to wisdom. We won't get in God's word, and we got a mess in our life, and we got a mess in with our children because we wouldn't heed good advice because we thought we knew what was best. And the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, I want to read this to you. I want you to hear what God's word says. In Proverbs 14:12, it says, is this: "There is a way." Notice what it says: "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." There's a way that man may say is right, but the end is going to end in death. When you pick a way, when we would truck out across this country, we knew the way, the route that we wanted to take. We didn't want to just go with a tractor and trailer and some back roads and up some mountains. And you could get yourself in a lot of trouble if you picked a road with a big rig that you wasn't familiar with. You might get down a road that you couldn't get out of. Or you might go over a mountain you wish you'd have never picked. One time, man told my husband a short way to go to a truck stop that was in the mountains. And I told my husband, I said, "I don't think we ought to go that way because on the map, it was shorter on the map, but we never been that way. And I don't know if that way's a good way." But my husband, he said, "Yeah, my brother told me it would cut off a mileage and we'll go that way." And so we went that way, and it was up a steep mountain curves all the way. And on the map, it was shorter mileage, but because we were in a big rig, it took twice as long pulling the mountains, and dangerous because we went a way that seemed right to us, but I tell you, it was a bad way. And even in Proverbs 16:25, that verse is even repeated again. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God chose that to repeat that even in that same book of Proverbs. There's a way. Some of you picked your own way. Some of you have picked your way of drugs, and let me tell you, it's going to end in death. Some of you picked your way of alcoholism. Let me tell you, it's going to end in the way of death. Some of you are living a lie. You think you can live one way at home and get out on the street and live another way, but let me tell you, it's going to end in destruction and death of your marriage, death of your home, death of your health, and you're going to lead your children in that same way. I told a young girl the other day, and I offended her. I didn't mean to offend her, but she came up, and she had some clothing on and been out in public. And I said, my gracious, I know you didn't go out in public dressed like that. And this woman told me, said, well, that's what attracted my husband before, we got married, the way I looked, the way I dressed. I said, yes, that is what attracted him. And that's why when you wore your wedding dress, you had a bump under that wedding dress when you got married. Let me tell you, there's a way that seemeth right. It might seem right, but if it don't match up with God's word, you better leave it alone. It's the wrong way. Have you ever seen that sign on the freeway? Wrong way, do not enter, as a warning, don't go that way. It's the wrong way. Let me tell you, some of you going one way on the wrong way of that street, and you go hit head on with something else that you wish you hadn't hit head on, because you won't get in God's word. Some people say, well, I'm a Christian and I go to church. And I want to ask you, how many times have you gone to church this month? Have you been faithful to go to the house of God, or you just go when you feel like it, or you have nothing else to do, or you're not having a family picnic? The first thing you need to do with your children and your family is take them to the house of God and let them hear the right way preached, so they can have a blessed life and a righteous life and a right way of living and a right way so God can bless them. You see, when you turn and reject God, you turn and reject God's hand of protection and blessing upon you. Some of you right now are in a mess because you chose the way that you wanted to go, and you rejected God's word, and you wouldn't heed it. And today, you can go in the book of Judges, and you can read that. It reads over, they followed the way that seemeth right in their own way, and they ended up in bondage. Then they prayed for deliverance, and God came and delivered them. And then you read, they got back, and they did what was right in their own sight, and then they ended up in bondage, and God came and delivered. And the book of Judges is just a repeat of that same old, because they would do what they thought was right in their own sight, and they denied God, and they ended up in bondage. And when they cried to God, God would come and deliver them, but they didn't learn from it. They would go right back and do the same thing. And that's what we're seeing in America today. They're doing right what they think is in their own sight. You see, everybody is afraid now they're going to offend somebody. They don't want to put God in schools anymore. They don't want you praying in the name of Jesus in a military. They want God out. Look at the condition of our schools. Look at what's going on with our teenagers. Look at the mess they're in, and the turmoil that's in our country, and the fear that's sweeping our nation, because we've taken God out of everything. We don't want God's word. We want to do what's right in our own ways, and the end thereof is destruction. God has told us that. He said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way it will end thereof in the ways of death. And even now this morning, before I came out to make these broadcasts, there was a warning over the news that America is in danger of a major attack from ISIS. Why? Because we have rejected the ways of God. We will not honor our God in our country. We will not call the name of Jesus. The Christians are being denied their rights, and it's coming into our country swiftly, and our churches are preaching a feel-good gospel and trying to fill up the pews with entertainment and things that are lowering the standards to get the people in, just so they can count nickels and noses. But let me tell you something, you gotta hold your standard toward God, because God's way is the right way, and the man's way and the sensual horrible feelings that's going on in our country is going to lead to destruction, and America is going down that path swiftly and quickly because they have denied God. Even Willie Nelson, some of you country western people, you know who I'm talking about. Willie Nelson just wrote a big hit song. It says, it's all pot. The world's going to hell and we're going to miss it when it's gone. But he should have added a little more to that. The world's going to hell and you're on that bus going with it, and you're going to be missed when you... Let me tell you something. You better wake up. You better wake up, America. You better wake up, church. You better wake up. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. When you reject God, you headed down that wrong way. And you know, people today in the churches, they don't want to preach against hell. They don't want to preach against sin. I talked to a preacher. He said he didn't preach about the book of Revelation because he didn't want to scare anybody. We're headed for that. We're headed for the tribulation time. And if you're not born again, if you're not living a holy life, and you're not doing that which is right before God, you're going to be left behind for the worst time that this world has ever seen. But you know what? You chose it yourself. God is not sending you to hell. You send your own self to hell because that's the way you chose. And what's so sad about that, Mama and Daddy? And you're arguing, and you're fussing, and you're cussing, and you're drinking, and you're drugging. You're taking your children down the same road you're going down. Don't set up and tell your children not to do this when you're doing it right before their face, and you're going to take them right with you. A lot of you that I'm talking to right now, you've lost your children there in social services because you caught up in a way that seemeth right to you at the time. You wanted to have a party. You wanted to have a good time. What seemeth right, what enticed the flesh for that moment, got you in a world of trouble, and you had a taste of death in your life because you will not listen to the things of God. The Bible tells us that in James 3:16, it says, where there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every other evil work. You know, when you will not heed God's word, there's always strife. There, even if you may be in the most high-class bar in the country. You know what? You can be in a restaurant and drunker than a skunk, and the only thing you are is the tall hog at the trough. You still feeding with the swine. You still in the hog pens of this world, and you still being destroyed, and you still think you're doing right, and you think you are exception to the rule, but you're not. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is going to be death, and you chose it yourself because you will not heed God's word. You must be born again. And when you're born again, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You're not going back to the same old same way. You're going to become a new creature in Christ Jesus, and only Jesus can do that for you. I don't care what you're caught up in, child. I don't care how far down you've gone. God loves you, and you've got to know that. And his hand of mercy will reach down and bring you out and deliver you if you'll call on him. He will set you free. That's his way. That's what he wants for you. The Bible says that he knows what he wants for you, and his desire for you is not evil, but is good. He wants to bring good in your life, but you've got to choose him. You've got to choose him over death. Jesus said that he was life. Choose life today. Don't choose death. The way you choose death is going down what you want to do and not doing what God says do. God hasn't given you his word to put you in bondage, but that's the only thing that will set you free. Freedom is not doing things your way. That's bondage. Freedom is serving Jesus and having life and having it more abundantly. He said he would supply all you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus won't leave you or forsake you. Let me tell you something. Many of you that are incarcerated right now will tell you exactly where your families are. They know where to be found. Where's your old buddies? They know where to be found. And if your buddies are coming to you and getting messages to you in prison, they just using you from where you're at. I think about Peter when he was walking on the water and he began to sink. The rest of the ones in the boat, nobody throwed him a life preserver or jumped in to save him. He had to call on Jesus. And let me tell you, that's the one that's going to deliver you when you call on Jesus. I don't care where you're at, call on Jesus. He'll come into your place and he'll put you on the right path. And no matter where you're at, he can deliver you and set you free and give you a revival and help you to rejoice in him. And the light can come in no matter what prison cell you in. The joy can come in. Let me tell you, bars cannot stop the move of God. God can come in where you at and bring revival. God can put you on the right path no matter where you're at and bring joy into your life. But you got to listen to God's counsel. Start with God's word. Do what God calls you to do. Let God bless you. Let God strengthen you. Let God bring joy into your life. Oh, he wants to deliver you, and he wants you to be blessed. But the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man. Has your friends ever talked you into doing something, and then when you got caught, they were nowhere to be found? You took the rap yourself, and let me tell you, where are they at now? Rats off a sinking ship. You know what? You got to realize. You got to realize when you go down the wrong path, it's going to lead to death and destruction. But there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. It's death. It's death. The ways of death. There's not many. It's not one way. It's the ways of death. See, if the devil can't get you on one road, he'll get you on another road. And if he can't get you on that road, he'll get you on another road. See, he'll entice you off of the things of God. And entice you off of the teachings that you learn in Sunday school. Entice you off of the love of God and try to put in your head that the ways of the world are better. But look at the condition that our world is in and you can see, do you really want that? Do you really want to be in the ways of the world where the leaders of our country can't tell the truth and the leaders of our country are passing laws that are against God's law? And you look, when they do this, we just sinking further down financially. We sinking further down morally, social, and we sinking down into a pit like we've never been. I'm seeing things in our country like I never thought I'd ever see in my entire life. And daily by daily by daily, it's getting worse because they're on the path of destruction because they're doing what they think is right in their own eyes. And they do not have enough sense in their own sight. None of us do to lead our country, to lead our nation, to lead our family without God. You cannot do it without God. You've done every other way. Try God. Try the ways of the Lord. Ask him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins. And he'll give you a fresh new start and joy in your heart. Even when turmoil is all around you, God can cause you to lay down and sleep like a baby. One night we were in a truck stop down in Tennessee, and it was a very rough truck stop. And we'd had the chapel parked right in the middle of the truck stop. And all that day we'd had a lot of company and a lot of salvations. And that night when we lay down to sleep, oh, we slept like babies. And the next morning, a pastor friend of ours called us and said, I came through the truck stop about 1 o'clock that in the morning, but I was afraid to stop because he said there was so much going on in that truck stop. He said, I saw things going on in that truck stop that made me fearful, and I became fearful for you, and I worried about you being there, and I was even afraid to get out of my car and come knock on your door. He said, how can you stay in a place like that with that much evil going on? How can you stay there and preach the word with all that going on? I said, that's why God sent us there, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Let me tell you, sin can be all around, but when you're in the way of God, you can stand up in the middle of the hell itself and preach Jesus to those that are lost and dying, and you can lay down at night and sleep with peace and security because you're sheltered under the shadow of the Almighty, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, knowing that no pestilence shall come nigh your dwelling, knowing that there are angels all about you protecting you and watching over you, knowing that God is hovering over you, and no matter what is going on, you under the divine protection of God Almighty, knowing that His way is the only way, and that His way is the right way, that His way brings joy, and His way brings victory, and it's His way only that can bring the peace and the security and victory. I love that old hymn, Victory in Jesus. Oh, there is victory in Jesus. I love to tell that story, the old story. Come on, there's nothing like the Word of God. God's Word is living, and God's Word is a blessing in the right way and the pathway. When you get in God's way and you read God's Word, you're going to know who to marry. When you read God's Word, you're going to know where to go. And when you read God's Word, you're going to know the place to stay out of. The Bible says this, that a dog will return to its vomit. You say, well, what is that doing in the Bible? That's telling you that if you got the vomit of the world in your life, you better get out of it, because that old sin, that old flesh and that old nature will go right back to it. You got to get it out. Let me tell you, when in the Bible, when you had leprosy, you had to put your hand over your mouth and holler unclean. You say, well, why did you do that? Because anybody that wasn't infected with that disease, if they touched or got around that person, or if they went in their home or ate after them, they would get the same disease they had. And that was a type of sin in the Bible. And that's what God is telling us. Listen, when you see that, stay away from it. It's unclean. It will infect you. It will cause disease and cause you trouble in your life. You got to come out from among them and be ye a separate people and walk in the pathways of God and be blessed of Him. Oh, there's victory in Jesus. Sweet victory in Jesus. The Bible says, I'm going to read it again, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The right way is God's way. My son always preaches this, always do the right thing. It's always right. It's always proper to do the right thing. And the right thing is God's Word. And you don't know God's Word if you don't read God's Word and get in God's Word. You need to know God's Word. Let me tell you right now, get up out of your seat and get in God's house right now. Go back to church, get on your knees, and pray. That's a remedy for your life, a remedy for my life, the remedy for our country. God help us all to do the right thing. The right thing is God's way and His Word, and the right one is Jesus. Choose Him today. Father, in Jesus' name, touch hearts and lives, I pray. And I thank You for it in Jesus' name. I want you to go to my website, truckingforjesus.org, and you can get my messages and read my books and a lot of things on there. I know it'll bless you. But the right thing, do the right thing. Get in God's Word. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. May God's blessings be upon you. May you enjoy the things of God. And I pray for you, write me, and I'll pray for you, I promise. But I ask that you pray for me, that I keep on keeping on for Jesus. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day in Jesus.